Welcome to the Emergence. It's a Christ-centered, kingdom-oriented devotional that will help your spiritual development. My name is Toby Adelusi, and I am your anchor person. The topic is the new beginning. It's the third in the series, and we're continuing in our look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. My emphasis today is the fact that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep before the creative process was jump-started. This is to say to you that even in the beginning, the Holy Spirit is exhibited as a critical part of the Godhead. He is the foreman who goes ahead to prepare the ground for what the Lord will do. This is why in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6, the scripture says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." Good scripture. Because of the way the year has started, many will fall into the error of attempting to achieve by the human strength and the power of their mental capacity the things that they want to achieve this year. But I'd like you to pay attention that the Spirit of the Lord first moved over the surface of the deep before the Lord jump-started the creative process. And Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." Listen, friend, to attempt to achieve things by your strength in the days and months ahead this year is to sign up for a life of frustration. Get the Holy Spirit involved in your everyday life in the days ahead and see the great deal of difference His presence makes in our lives. Listen, friend, the Holy Spirit is not a decorative personality in our Christian experience. He is our helper in the journey of life. Until you begin to engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit, things may be difficult for you. So this year, make it a point of duty to acknowledge the person of the Holy Spirit and to get Him actively involved in your everyday life. Say this prayer with me. Say, "Holy Spirit, help me and be involved in my everyday journey this year in the name of Jesus." I thank you again for listening. Keep sharing and encouraging your friends to subscribe to the podcast as the Lord blesses us this year. I'll see you again same time tomorrow. The Lord bless you.